Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
I shook up the world. I shook up the world.
What Matt Gaetz may be saying right about now.
Speaker McCarthy ousted.
And probably deservedly so. I mean, they put all kinds of rules into place to keep him in checks and balances. Now, here's what's interesting. The Democrats lived and died with Nancy Pelosi. And the Republicans are saying, no, we're going to get someone who is willing to fight the fight on behalf of the Republican Party. I'm glad for it. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. You're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. I remember when I was hearing Matt Gaetz say, this guy needs to go. And part of the reason was he, and this is what I'm surmising, is McCarthy was siding with the Democrats in the funding of Ukraine. And he's going, why are we funding this war? I completely agree. I'm going to be talking about Ukraine in the next hour. Why are we funding them? And so McCarthy violated the rules. They gave him a set of rules. Live by them. When do we start holding people accountable? Somebody wrote this of Matt Gaetz. At the moment, that seething adolescent is Matt Gaetz, the Florida Republican who moved Monday evening to launch a vote to oust House Speaker McCarthy and says he is prepared to take as many shots as needed to depose him. In fact, we've got the clip of Gaetz explaining why he's going after McCarthy. Actually, I should say why he went after him, because he got him. But here it is.
Kevin McCarthy agreed to the Hastert rule, which is that you would never use the Democrats to roll a majority of the majority. On the last Ukraine supplemental, 101 Republicans voted for it, 117 Republicans voted against it. So does this sound personal to you? I'm pointing to specific things that Kevin agreed to that he hasn't complied with. He's just trying to subjugate his real and significant breaches of our agreement as some sort of personal dispute. But that's just more about him than it says about what we're trying to do to change Washington.
Can you get more than 5 or 6 Republicans to sign on to this?
Well, we'll see. And we'll see where the votes lie. That's the great thing about having...
Well, I guess Matt Gaetz answered that question. Yeah, he answered that question. Can you get more than 5 or 6 Republicans to side with you? He did. And he talks about the Hastert rule. You can't use the Democrats to roll the majority. In other words, if you do that, then you're just a Democrat or a rhino. Look, people don't like change. They're like, we need to keep our speaker. Now, it's funny because I didn't get this part of the clip, but the Democrats were like, we don't want him, because they could have voted with the Republicans and voted to keep McCarthy, but they didn't. I don't know how it all works. I don't know the procedural stuff for it, but they could have kept McCarthy as Speaker if the Democrats had voted as a block to keep him, but they didn't. I don't know the details. Don't know why they convened with Hakeem Jeffries, and he said, nope, let it go. And what's interesting to me is McCarthy is probably the close. Compared to Gaetz, he's a total rhino. What do the Democrats want? Do they want a Republican who is just going to roll over and become a Democrat? Because it sure seems that way. The last part, could you get the Republicans? I'm going to tell you, when this was going down, I said to myself, this is a dangerous gambit that Matt Gaetz is making. I don't know the inside baseball. I haven't tried to go up on the hill, talk to people. But I'm going to talk to my congressman and find out their thoughts on it. Maybe get back with you. Because I tell you, it was a dangerous gambit. You don't challenge the speaker generally. That's a powerful position. But Gaetz did it, and he won. And they're calling him the MAGA part of the Republican Party. They got a term for it, MAGA faction or whatever. They said Gates is working to rally fellow conservatives against McCarthy's hold on the gavel the day after he struck a deal with the Democrats to keep the government running for another 6 weeks. That's another thing. We talk about government spending like it's nothing. I think, what is the number? I know we're going to get into it next hour. But we have given a crazy amount of money to Ukraine, and it's never ending. And let me hip you up to a little secret. They don't want it to end. They said the effort at the bare minimum of governance runs afoul of what Gates and company wanted to see in their party leader, and in their telling, betrays private concessions McCarthy made back in January over more than a dozen rounds of balloting to perhaps get the worst job in Washington. I don't think Nancy Pelosi thought it was the worst job in Washington. You know what that lady did? You may not like her. You ready for this, people listening to the Kevin Jackson Network? Nancy Pelosi stuck to her guns. She stuck to her guns. She didn't go wishy-washy and, oh, I don't know, we'll see. She stuck to her guns. When it was a leftist policy, man, she wasn't going to agree with the Republicans come heck or high water. Why can't we get leaders like that? Oh, I know. Kevin, we got to get things done. We got to reach across the aisle. When did the Democrats do it? You want to know when the Democrats reach across the aisle? When it benefits them. Other than that, they don't do it. Why are you? Huh, Republicans? Stupid is the reason. McCarthy had a set of rules he was supposed to live by. That simple. Either you're principled or you're not. And he didn't do it. He didn't live by those rules. So it is that simple. And Gates was right when he said, this isn't personal. I want you to live up to what you said. Look, I don't know how you feel about representatives, but what if you, let's put this into sports. What if your agent who represented you, or maybe your kid who's a blue chip athlete, and your agent said, you know what, here's the deal I'm going to cut for you, and then when the deal comes down, they don't cut that deal. Does something completely different. It doesn't benefit you at all. Doesn't benefit your kid. Doesn't help further their career. And in fact, damages it. What would you do then? Would you fire your agent? That's what we got. We have agents that we say, here's what I want. Here's the stipulations of the deal that I want. They say, don't worry, I got it.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right, for about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing-fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're gonna love it. And you're gonna love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-257-3672. 800-257-3672. 800-257-3672. That's 800-257-3672.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now,
800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. That's 800-948-4155.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Republican Kevin McCarthy ousted as House Speaker today. The move triggered and quarterbacked by MAGA lawmaker Matt Gaetz. Some McCarthy allies reportedly reached out to Democrats, quote, begging them to vote for McCarthy. That clearly didn't happen. Democratic leader Hakeem Jeffries huddling with fellow Democrats behind closed doors this morning. They emerged with a unified plan.
As it turns out, Republicans can get things done when they want to. When they want to go after each other, boy, they can make it happen. Congratulations, Matt Gaetz. Congratulations, conservatives, Republicans. Congratulations, Americans. We showed that when you don't stick to principle, when you cave to the left, you get your butt kicked. I need to talk to you about Adam Kinzinger or Liz Cheney? The people who decide they're going to go after Republicans. Oh, the J6 stuff. Yeah. You know what? Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Kevin Jackson's here. You're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. Hey, check out the store. Shop.thekevinjacksonnetwork.com. Let me know what you think. And here's what would be even better. Let me know what you think with your pocketbook. Yeah, go check out the stuff that we designed. It's pretty cool. And we got some even cooler stuff coming. I am excited. Kevin McCarthy gone. Didn't stay speaker very long. Long list of people who could be speaker. But you better find somebody principled. This guy that's writing this article, I think it was in Newsweek, he's not a Gates fan. And here's what he wrote. Gates is a stunt of the first order, but it could end up debilitating the House at the exact moment the nation needs it to keep the lights on. Polling shows Republicans already primed to be blamed if there were a government shutdown. That is a lie. I watched the polling. Do you know who they blame right now for the potential shutdown? 39% of the people blame the Democrats, 33% blame the Republicans. 39%. Those are the numbers. Now, I'm sure you can find a poll for whatever reason you want, but the reason why this government doesn't operate is because of people like Joe Biden and the minions that serve him. These money-grubbing, vile people who don't care about taking any type of fiscal responsibility for what you go work hard for every day. I talk about your money with reverence. And I do it because I look at it, I know when I give money to things, I want to know it's going to the right thing. I want to know it's making a difference. That's why I give. And it's probably why you give as well. You want to know that it counts for something. You want to believe in the product, whatever that may be. It could be tennis shoes, it could be a purse, or it could be a person. You give to your church. Why? You believe in God, you believe in a higher power, but you also believe in that person that's delivering the message. Because if you don't, you know what you do? You stop giving and you move churches. If you're smart anyway, that's what you do. So anyway, this guy doesn't like what Gates has done. He says, Republicans will be blamed. Such high-wire brinkmanship only gives credence to Democrats' argument that the GOP can't be trusted, even with the most basic kindling for their fear might burn down the government. All right, whatever. I got to tell you, I'm very interested in this story for a lot of reasons. I know people are going to be mad at Matt Gaetz. That's fine. It's change. But I'm proud of him. I'm proud of somebody sticking to their guns. Let's see what McCarthy had to say.
I don't want making voting for speaker a tough one. I don't want to go to the floor and win with 220 votes. I think the best thing for our party right now is that you have 247 votes on the floor. If we are going to be strong, we got to be 100% united. Listen, we've been going through this campaign, talking to a lot of members, but the one thing I've always said to earn this majority, we're servants. We should put this conference first. And I think there's something to be said for us to unite. We probably need a fresh face. I'll stay on as majority leader. But the one thing I found in talking to everybody, if we are going to unite and be strong, we need a new face to help do that.
That was a nice concession speech, but, you know, I'm sure he's upset. I'm sure it stings a bit. I don't think he really thought it was going to happen. And according to the previous clip we played, they were begging Democrats to help him out. I mean, think about that. You're the Speaker of the House, a Republican, and you're begging Democrats. He didn't even go beg Republicans. Maybe because he knew it was a lost cause, but really? You're going to go beg the Democrats? Please save my job. Please. Please. From the enemy. And they are enemy. I know it doesn't seem like it, but they are the enemy. Some of the worst people on the planet. So McCarthy says, I'm going to be the House Majority Leader, but I'm not going to be the Speaker, and I'll relish my new title. And the other thing he said was, I will work to make sure that we continue to do things the right way. And he says he would rather be 247 votes, I guess that's the number of Republicans, versus Democrats, 247 votes versus a splintered group that defeated him. Well, I'll tell you this. I think Matt Gaetz is lucky because he pulled it off. And there's a side of me that says he would have kept coming back for McCarthy every single time. But the most overwhelming piece of this, in my opinion, is that they held McCarthy's feet to the fire, and we stood on principle. I don't know if people fully understand what that means. It doesn't happen very often in Washington. So, yeah, look, I'm going to tell you, you get a guy, you put him into power, and you want to see him be successful. But when they can't perform, you got to get rid of them. I know when I used to watch Celebrity Apprentice, and, you know, they would get to the firing stage where Trump would bring the people into the room, and then they'd have to state their case, and you determine, are they good or bad? Are they going to be fired or what? Or who, actually, somebody was going to be fired every time, but for what, you didn't know. And I think that it was probably a lot like that for McCarthy, where he was like, you know, I'm every single day I got to battle for my life. I don't know that I'd want to do that, but if you're principled, wouldn't matter. He says the Republican Party needs a new face. Yeah. Well, maybe so. Gaetz will be persona non grata for a little while, but they'll get over it, especially if they choose a really good speaker, and I hope they do.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
It's obvious. The unthinkable is going to happen soon. With all the distractions in the media, we probably won't see it coming. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Those in charge say everything's fine. Stop noticing. But you know better. American families are preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25%, plus get free shipping on all their three-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Order by 3 p.m., and your items ship the same day. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. For the first time in U.S. history, the Speaker of the House has been removed. The chamber voted 216 to 210 to boot Kevin McCarthy from his job in a historic vote forced by Florida Congressman Matt Gaetz. The massive Powerball jackpot continues to roll. Tonight's drawing worth an estimated $1.2 billion. The judge in Trump's civil fraud trial imposing a restricted gag order, the ruling following a Truth Social post by Trump targeting the judge's clerk. A national emergency alert test set for today. According to FEMA, every TV, radio, and cell phone will be interrupted with an emergency message at 2:20 p.m. Eastern Time today. Hunter Biden, President Biden's son, has entered a not guilty plea to federal gun charges in Delaware. Corey Myers, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
It has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
About America's reputation on the world stage, given the level of brinksmanship we've seen this year.
Based on the mega Republican support, yes. Based on what my administration is doing now. Thank you.
Joe Biden said mega Republicans, not MAGA Republicans. We are mega Republicans. Good for us. Way to make a difference. McCarthy got ousted from a mega Republican, MAGA Matt Gaetz. And for all the right reasons. And people are asking me, Kevin, what do you think about it all day long? What do you think about it? I said, I think it's good. I talk about this all the time. When do we stand on principle? When is it that we finally say, look, I'm going to hold you to a standard? Everything I teach my kids, and certainly my youngest son, has been, you know, be a person of character. Be somebody that your word means something. I cannot tell you the difficult time that my organizations are going through because of Bidenomics, what's going on just in the state of the world. The economy is hurting people. People that want to help. I told you the story of a donor who was going to endow one of our programs with seven figures. Charles and I were high-fiving going, yes, we got this program. Bernie's going to fund it. And then what happens? He loses $4.5 million in a year. It's insane. What's happening? This economy is killing us. And look at where this money's going. We're spending billions and billions of dollars every year bringing in illegals. Look at the whining New York is doing over their little bitty illegal problem. Billions of dollars. Money that's going to Ukraine. Billions of dollars. These people are upset that they didn't get more money from us. We're going to talk about it next hour. So, pat yourselves on the back, mega, MAGA Republicans. You know, when we were putting in the merch store, and it was done around Trump's mugshot, you got to see it. It's absolutely awesome. You might even put it on your wall as art, because we're going to open up an Etsy store as well. But anyway, we got this store going, and I'm thinking, as we were contemplating, and I was thinking, is it too heavy Trump? Because I, you know, didn't matter to me. But you know what was so iconic, that mugshot? That Trump was like, screw you. That look on his face that says, this is not about me. He's grown bigger than it being about him. The ego that Trump generally brings to something, it's over. This is about us now. This Kevin McCarthy thing, look, the Democrats would never do it, but here's the good news about them. They don't have to. They don't have to get rid of Nancy Pelosi. or Tip O'Neill back in the old days. These are people that fought hard for leftist ideologies, and like it or not, you got to tip your hat to them. At least I do. They know how to win. And I think it's because we're willing to compromise. We're like, oh, you know, it'll bring out the good in them. No, it will not. They will never be good people. I hate to break it to you, but they're not. Look at the Democrats in Oz. I'm talking about the staunch leftists. Look at them and tell me they're redeemable. I know who they are in my family. These ideologues that think I'm crazy. But they're the ones, you know, on dope, flunked out of school, no prospects, kids in trouble, the whole deal. And, I mean, I got my share of problems, but I don't have those problems. As Jay-Z wrote, I got 99 problems, and this ain't one. And I'm not, it's not a comparison. I'm not trying to make myself better than they. I'm just saying, when you look at the things that ruin lives, that make people feel they have no hope, no despair, they don't have friends. They don't have family to count on. They don't have people that really matter to them. It's funny, so Melissa and I are watching this TV series. We got rid of cable, by the way. What a crazy amount of money for, quote, entertainment. Anyway, watching this series, and it dawned on us. Do you know who the CIA recruits? They recruit the kids who have problems. Problems with their fathers, problems with their mothers, miscreants. Because there's a personality profile of a kid that has lived a hard life that makes them a good CIA agent. They're ruthless at times. And there's a whole you should look it up. I'm not going to take you to the psychology of it, not because I'm not wanting to, it's because I don't know it. But there's a psychology, there's a type of personality that lends itself to that job and certain jobs within the CIA. People who are very quiet. They won't tell secrets. You have people at the minute. Now, don't tell it. I promise I won't. Listen, Billy, I just talked to Kevin. And they're ready to give your secrets away. They can't help themselves. Those are people who grew up too friendly, too comfortable. It's that kid that's introspective, that didn't know where his next meal was going to come from, that had to steal from your wallet or steal from a store or hurt somebody or whatever. That's the mentality you need to be in some of these roles in the Secret Service, and in some cases in many of these roles. So, I want you to understand, we have a government that is full of people who've had rough lives and who don't have a care in the world about you. Some of these people grew up around so-called functional families that were completely dysfunctional. Oh, they look like Ozzie and Harriet on the outside. But on the inside, it was something else. I won't describe them as Ozzie and Harriet, but I knew of a family. And one time I was walking by the house, and I made a comment about, oh, that's where so-and-so, because I went to school with the brother. It was a brother and a sister. And the brother was, I'm going to guess and say I was probably 14, 15. The sister was probably 9 or 10. And I remember one of the guys I was with say, yeah, well, he was like, well, yeah, the girl in that family was being molested by the father. Now, when you see him out and about, you wouldn't know that. I didn't know it. But apparently, everybody in the neighborhood, because I was visiting a friend, knew it. And I was like, isn't that where so-and-so lives? He was a new kid. I don't even remember his name. Some of the people who listen to the program that are from Brady, they know what I'm talking about. They know the person I'm talking about. But yeah, the girl was molested. I never would have known it. Ozzie and Harriet. So, anyway, look. In order to get this nation back to where it was, where children can be children again, and people can walk the streets safely in their neighborhoods, and education actually educates and doesn't indoctrinate, the military actually has one goal, protection of the citizens. We can trust our clandestine services to actually look out for the best interests of America. Our politicians are real representatives of the people. I mean, I sound like a Pollyanna. People are like, where'd y'all get this bumpkin? Because that's what I would be, a bumpkin, to believe that we live in that kind of a world. And I will tell you this, as God is my witness, I used to think we did. Joe Biden hates us. He thinks he can break the MAGA movement. I think this is the last gasp, or maybe the first big gasp, of the MAGA Republicans. I think that Trump has concluded that he has to win, and he'll pull out. They'll pull out all the stops. Huh? Joe Biden just told you everything you need to know about what he's planning and everything that's going on. Now, let me tell you, if we were truly living in the place that I just described earlier, Donald Trump would be a shoo-in for the Oval Office. A shoo-in. We wouldn't even be talking about Biden. I find it insulting that this guy actually thinks that we want another 4 years of him. I was talking to my friend Lori, who just lost one of my best buddies, Dale, and we were sitting there practically, it was a big cry fest, even though we weren't crying, we were chuckling, but it was a chuckle fest of us saying, how much money have we spent because of Joe Biden? She was talking about gas, food prices, and they're not hurting. You know, they've done well. But yeah, we're chuckling because she's like, Kevin, and Lori's like, with that country accent, Kevin, I don't know how people can afford it. I'm just laughing because it's true. And here's the sad part. I'm one of them. I told it for the first time in a long time. I went to the gas station and like I used to when I was a kid, so I'll take a dollar's worth. In this case, it was $10 because I'm trying to put 2 gallons in the car just so I can boot around a little bit, because to fill it up is almost $100. This is where we are today, where Joe Biden has us struggling. And Nancy Pelosi says, embrace the suck. And Democrats are going, so what? You think that's bad? We can give you 4 more years of this, man. These people are sick. And I don't mean it in the way kids do it, like, you know, sick is in good. No, they're sick as in bad. Biden claims again that he's fighting for the democracy. That's why he's doing this. They said he's delivered 4 major speeches on the topics across the country. And I don't just know if you guys know this. He was in Arizona. I bet there weren't 10 people to watch him speak. The most popular guy on the planet.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right, for about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing-fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're going to love it. And you're going to love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-257-3672. 800-257-3672. 800-257-3672. That's 800-257-3672.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
New rule, someone has to convince President Biden that if he runs again, he's going to turn the country back over to Trump. And go... and go down in history as Ruth Bader Biden. The person who doesn't know when to quit and so does great damage to their party and their country. All of us who like Joe Biden have been struggling lately with the political situation in the Democratic Party. An incumbent we admire who acquitted himself well in a first term, but who even members of his own party don't want to see run for a second. If you ask me, do I think Joe Biden can do the job of president? My answer is an unequivocal yes, he can do the job. Do I love everything? No. But that's every president. But government work is done in small, quiet rooms like the Oval Office. And in that setting, Joe's compassion and centuries of experience are pluses. And he's generally made good decisions that got us out of Afghanistan, handled Ukraine, kept the economy chugging, finally got us rebuilding infrastructure, returned a sense of normalcy. There's a term for Joe Biden, but not two.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to. That was Bill Maher. I honestly can't stand the guy. I just can't. I use him because there's underlying stuff that you learn from Bill Maher when you listen to his quips and stuff. And what it's a backhand. There's no compliment here. He's saying Biden's too old. He doesn't deserve a second term. But I like his policies. I don't like them all. No, you don't. You don't like most of them. Let me put it to you this way. If Joe Biden had performed like Trump, do you honestly believe that they would be asking for his head, that they would be saying he's out of it? If he were of sound mind and body and he performed like Trump, they would be... I'm just telling you, it doesn't matter whether Biden was 40 years old or 140 years old, they don't want him. And they want to pretend that they do. We have so many things that are so wrong here that... It's pathetic. And what they need to do is they need to pull what... And that's what they're kind of doing. They're pulling a Matt Gaetz on these guys. And they're saying, you need to be gone. They don't want to admit it, but that's what they're saying. The guy, I don't know if you guys saw this, he had a brain freeze after the spending bill. I think we have the clip. I don't know if it plays well on radio, but we'll play it.
I hope... This experience for the speaker has been one of a personal revelation. I'm not being facetious.
Welcome back, folks. Kevin Jackson here. That's who they have leading our country. This is a guy that says there's no issue on the border. This is a guy that Bill Maher said he got us out of Afghanistan. No, he didn't. Donald Trump got us out of Afghanistan. They can't even give the credit to the right people because they're afraid. And they better be afraid. I want to play the clip on the impeachment inquiry. By the way, again, we could talk. What do you want to talk about? We want to talk about crime. We want to talk about inflation. We want to talk about the economy. What do you want to talk about that you can point to and say Joe Biden improved it? Unless you're LGBT and you like having, I don't know, transgender bathroom or transgender reading hour, there is nothing you can point to that this man has done that makes you proud. Here's a... What was the one I asked you guys for? impeachment inquiry. Here it is.
I think there's going to be an informative hearing for you, Mr. Raskins, because we're going to present evidence.
What evidence? There's no evidence witnesses.
Well, just,
there are no fact
just
witnesses.
Sit back and let the American people see the hearing and let the American people...
All right.
Now, look, right. You've gone over your time. We're going to have a... We're going to go by the rules here.
Okay.
Motion to and table. I'm glad you brought the box of bank statements. If we had a box of all the foreign money the Bidens took, it would have reached to the ceiling.
Yeah.
So let's just have
point of parliamentary inquiry.
No, listen. Everybody's going to get 5 minutes. I'm going to present the witnesses. Everyone's going to get a chance. 5 minutes. I let the ranking member go way over time in his opening statement, but we are going to abide by the 5 minutes.
There's a motion to table.
There's a motion on the floor.
Roll call.
That's how Congress works, especially when the Democrats are in trouble. Welcome back, folks. Kevin Jackson here. You're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. 844-551-8255. I think about all the issues that we've faced in the past 3+ years under Joe Biden, or soon to be 3+ years. And from COVID, vaccines, the bank failures, the people like, what was his name, Sam Bankman-Fried. You do more research on this guy. The Biden getting cheated into office and putting, what's his name, Ketanji Brown Jackson as a Supreme Court justice. And, you know, police defunded, crime rampant in the streets. I mean, and the cover-up of all this stuff. The cover-up. All these slaps on the wrist that the Democrats have gotten. Why would you stop? Why would you stop cheating and conniving and just having a free-for-all if nothing's going to happen to you? I'm looking at all these policies and I ask myself, when do we win? Conservative. The reason why I'm glad McCarthy is gone is because you have to start asking yourself, when do you get some skins on the wall? When do we get our trophies? And I'm not talking about participation trophies. We deserve to win. Why aren't we winning? It upsets me. Let me tell you this. I want to use a sports analogy. And I'll use it from the movie Moneyball. And the guy that ran the team, the Oakland A's, he recruited Dave Justice. And Dave Justice was like, you know, man, you know, you got this hodgepodge team. What do you want me to do? And the guys that Billy says to him, I brought you here, you know, because you know how to win. And he's like, and they're going back and forth because he's like, the Yankees, you know, almost like I played for the Yankees and I don't have to come play down to your level. And Billy's like, no. They paid me to take you. That's how little they think of you. He says, but here's what I want from you. He says, I want you to teach my guys how to become winners. I'm not bringing you here for your talent. You're at the end of your career. I'm bringing you here for what you can bring to my people because you know what a winning program looks like and you know what winning players act like. That's why you're here. Let me ask you this, Republicans, conservatives. Do we have... I almost laugh. It makes me laugh to ask the question. Do we have people who know how to win? They win elections, they get into office, but do they know how to represent you and to win? Now, I'm not going to take you back to the time of Lincoln because that was when Republicans knew how to win. Not only did they win on the ideological battlefield of racism and sided on the right side, the side of freedom for all. They won on the political side as Republicans who did the right thing. And people knew it at the time. They called us radical Republicans because we were so good at mucking up the system. What Matt Gaetz is a radical Republican. And he's saying, you know what, I want to hearken back to the time when we were willing to go the extra mile, even if it was unpopular. We did it. It was for the betterment of this country. Do you have those people representing you? I already know the answer, and I think you do too. It's what I want. It's what you want. It's what we all want. And you know what? It's what we deserve. I'm glad McCarthy is gone. He didn't stand on principle. I don't know about you. When somebody says, I'm going to be there at 8:30, when do you expect them? Just out of curiosity. I expect them at 8:28. But I'll accept them at 8:30. But you know what I don't like? When they get there at 8:45. And you know what happens with the people that get there at 8:45? They don't even care that they took that precious time away from you. They don't have any principle. Zero respect for you. Very little respect for themselves. But selfish to a fault. So what? They're late. That's your problem, not theirs. It's these little things that make people decide whether they're going to follow you or not. And that is McCarthy's problem, and that is a problem of many of these Republicans. They don't even deserve to be followed. You made the right decision. friend of mine asked me what I thought. I said, when are we going to stand on principle? That's my answer.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.